Hi, moms. If you've been listening to When Mommy Grows Up for some time now, you know that we're here to help you answer that big, what do I want to be when I grow up question as you continue to grow up right alongside your kids, both as a parent and as a professional. However, that question can be super intimidating. If it was easy, I wouldn't have a job as a career coach. So with that in mind, Marie and I were chatting and we really wanted to bring back one of our earliest episodes of When Mommy Grows Up because it takes this big when I grow up question and breaks it down into smaller parts. Specifically, in this episode, I share one of my absolute favorite career coaching questions to ask parents. With the answer to this one question, there are often huge light bulb moments that can help you gain more clarity around what's next for you and for your career. So without further ado, we bring you back to episode one, the Motherhood Identity Shift, Kate's story. Listen for that coaching question and let us know what comes to mind for you. Hi, moms. I'm Becca Carnahan.
And I'm Marie Tremblay.
We're two mom friends and career development professionals here to help you answer that big question. What do I want to be when I grow up?
Just because we're moms now doesn't mean that we're all the way grown up yet.
I know I'm not.
Me neither. And we want to give you permission to grow, change, and evolve as a parent and a professional.
By sharing real stories from real moms, including our own, we're going to help you navigate the motherhood identity shift, career changes, work-life balance questions, and more.
Are you ready to keep growing up with us?
Yes? Then let's do it. Welcome to episode one of When Mommy Grows Up, the podcast. We are so excited to be here with you.
We're so excited. This is our very first one, Becca.
Yes, our very first one. And when Marie and I first started talking about launching this podcast, what we kept coming back to was this idea of stories, right? And
yeah,
what engages us when we are listening and learning and engaging with the world, and it's always stories.
All right. So Becca, let's dive in with our first story.
Let's talk about it. So our first story is about Kate. And all of these stories come from my 14 years of experience in coaching. We're changing everyone's names and details, but these are real examples, real stories. And here's Kate's deal. Kate is a mom of two. She has a two-year-old and a four-year-old. She has her MBA, go Kate, and she has been spending her career so far in communications. She is super smart. She's super motivated and she is super busy because as we all know, 2 and 4 year olds do not sit down.
No, they don't. They don't need any chairs.
They really don't. What was happening with Kate is that once she got out of this baby haze, which Marie and I know very well, it's a blur. the kids started to sleep a little bit more. Kate started to wonder if what she was doing for her work is what she really wanted to be doing anymore. And she was feeling this shift. She felt the pull to be home with her kids. She felt the pull to go to work, but she didn't really love her job anymore. So she had a lot of thoughts.
And that's exactly why we chose Kate, because we know that that's when all those thoughts start for everyone, right?
Right, right. There's so many different motherhood identity shifts.
Yes, because of course, like the big motherhood identity shifts happens at first when you become a parent. Mm-hmm. But as your kids grow up, it shifts all the time. Like they change all the time. So you always have to adjust. And those thoughts come back a lot.
They do. They do. Especially when you have a little bit more time in space. I know we said that Kate is busy and she definitely is, but at least her kids are...
She sleeps through the night.
Are sleeping. Yeah. And maybe they're picking up their own fork. And there's just a few more moments in the day, not to mention the fact that I didn't mention this before, but Kate is commuting into work and her kids are at daycare. So she does have those periods of time when she is commuting and she's just thinking like, is this how I want to spend my time anymore?
And at first, like, how would you describe like that disconnect that Kate felt?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is different for everyone. This idea of feeling misaligned or feeling disconnected. And one of the things that I hear from people over and over again is that they're kind of watching the clock almost everywhere they are.
The time doesn't go by really fast.
Time is not going by fast, whether it is at home or at work. They're just thinking about that next thing, and time is kind of going slow. They're not feeling like they're in flow and anything, which is really, really hard for someone like Kate, who has been good at so much stuff throughout her life, to not feel excited, to not feel like she's thriving, can really take a toll. What are some of the things that Kate would be looking for, that anyone listening would be looking for, to see if it is that the job is misaligned?
What are the big signs?
The big
signs.
That
it's becoming a yucky feeling.
It's a yucky feeling, yeah. So one of the things, and this is going to sound really simple, but you're not as excited to get out of bed in the morning to go to your job. And it's not just the logistics, right? It's not just the logistics of sitting in traffic. It's that you know what you're going into that day. You don't feel like you're making the impact that you want to make. You're not sure that you're using the skills that you want to use. You're not energized coming out of that meeting or doing that project anymore. So a lot of it does come down to energy. And where are you feeling your energy is coming from? If it's not coming from your work anymore, then there might be an issue.
So obviously, Kate ended up reaching out to you
yes.
for help. But before she did, what would have been your advice for
and
people who are going through this?
Exactly. So I talk with a lot of Kates on playgrounds. And Marie and I have had lots of talks on playgrounds as well. And that's actually, just as a side note, how this whole business got started, how Next Chapter Careers got started, was having conversations with other moms on playgrounds. And they would hear that I worked in career and professional development, because we'd be chatting and be like, so what do you do? What do you do? And I would say I worked in career and professional development. And they'd say, oh, Becca, can we talk about that for a minute? Because I am a Kate and I have been doing this thing for 10, 15 years, my kids are getting a little bit older. They are currently now scaling that fence, so I need to go grab them, and then I'll come back to this conversation, because playground conversations can get a little disjointed. But when we'd come back and talk about the career stuff, we would, of course, dive in and try to figure out what was misaligned. So if I was talking with Kate on the playground, the very first thing I would say to Kate is that it is okay that you're asking for help right now, because as moms, as women, we are, and I don't want to paint this with too broad a stroke, but we often don't ask for help, or we feel kind of guilty asking for help.
We don't. And I mean, even before asking for help, just identifying the problem takes time.
So. It does. It does. Yep. And even if you can't fully articulate the problem, asking for help is a great first step. Right. Because when I've had playground conversations, it's just like something feels off. And that was Kate's situation too. Something felt off and she couldn't quite put her finger on it. But it was like, I don't feel aligned. I don't feel excited. I'm feeling like something is off. Something is missing.
Right. It was a lucky day for her at the playground.
Yes.
Being with your your skills.
And then I'm so nosy. I'm like, ooh, tell me more.
So she ended up joining the Career Clarity program.
Exactly. Yep. So when Kate got started with the Career Clarity program, one of the first things that we did, and the first things that we do with anyone that's coming into the program, is we start with figuring out what you like. And not what your kids like.
And it may sound silly to say, but we really have to figure out what we like, enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Again, after so many years of taking care of these babies, like, we sort of forget ourselves.
And through no fault of our own, really, we have a lot going on. We're making sure everyone's wearing pants, right?
We are, right? That's important.
It is important. It is important.
So what advice would you have to be able to find what skills we want to use?
Yeah. Yeah.
What we love to do, like what we enjoy now that we're starting to find out who we are again.
Yeah. And one of my favorite career development activities, and especially for parents, and to try to figure out what are those passions. And sometimes it's related to skills too. It's a kind of a combination.
Yeah, passion is a big word, Bika.
It's a big word. It's a big word. But we're going to break it down and break it down into the things that you like. If you were to be sitting down on the couch tonight, what are you going to turn on the TV? Yeah. Yeah. What kind of book are you going to pick up from the library? What are you scrolling on your phone and stopping and looking at? These are just different ways to think about. We like things. We do.
Yeah.
We're making a choice to do one thing over another thing all the time. Right. And those are related to things that we like. And another one of these prompts that I asked Kate, and it was led to a huge light bulb moment for her, was, what do you like doing with your kids?
Hmm.
And not just because they're having fun, but because you are having fun, Kate.
Because we're not always having fun with what our kids are doing, right?
We're not. We're not. Just let's just be honest about it.
You might love Legos. Maybe that's your thing. Maybe you don't.
Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. And for Kate, it was, she really loved to craft with her kids. Mm. Not everybody does. So that's important to remember, that the thing that you like is unique to you. And not everyone likes to do that. And the reason I say that's important is because it becomes part of your secret sauce, part of who you are and what you bring to the world. And
so she really needed that. Some sort of creativity.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. She was really always feeling in the zone with her kids, and the time just flew by, and she got a lot of energy from crafting, just kind of like free crafting. Like, they threw a bunch of like popsicle sticks and construction paper on the table, and she just had so much fun with her toddlers just making stuff and coming up with new ideas. So this idea of creativity was really important to her. And then when she looked at her job, she realized that when you hear communication, sometimes you think, okay, maybe that is a creative field.
Right.
And I think that was actually what drew Kate to it originally. But her,
it was missing.
Yeah. In her particular job, it had turned very operational over the years. She didn't get to flex those creative muscles as much in her job. So what Kate did is that originally she thought, okay, can I be more creative in my current job?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of wiggle room there. There are for some people, and we're going to have another episode where we talk about job crafting, which I love, this topic of job crafting. But for Kate, it ended up being what the solution was to look for another role at another company that was going to meet her flexibility needs as well, but would also have more of this creativity element where she could use that side of her brain more in her job. That's what she sought out, and that's where she landed.
And isn't it amazing that she was able to advocate for herself and to know what she wanted to do?
Yes.
Right? Because when you sit in that interview and you know what skills you want to use, you're able to, you know, ask exactly for what you want to do.
Yeah.
In your day-to-day job.
Exactly. She knew what she was looking for. She had a clear target. And she was able to express to the interviewer how her creative passions and skills were going to add value to that role. So it was a no-brainer for them to bring her on. That's what I love about what we get to do every day, Marie, is like ask these little questions and prompt these ideas in a different way that can help busy moms who are chasing kids around fit this into your life and then make a big change in your life. Thank you for tuning in to the When Mommy Grows Up podcast. If you're interested in learning more about how career coaching can help you along your journey of growing up as a mom and professional, head over to BekaCarnahan.com/free training for a free training on how to land a flexible job you love without spending hours scrolling job boards.
Make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be here every week with coaching stories and two mom friends in your corner.